Radha Sahasranam. All in favor say Hari Bol. Radharani is Lord Krishna's greatest worshipper, Lord Krishna's beloved, and Lord Krishna's constant companion. She is the queen of Vrindavan, the beloved of Lord Krishna. More charming than Kamadev, beautiful, Lord Krishna's beloved, the giver of bliss to Lord Krishna. She is famous, the beloved of Yashoda's son, dear to Lord Damodar. She is a cowherd girl and the giver of happiness to the cowherd boys. Her residence is on Lord Krishna's limbs. She is charming. She is Lord Hari's beloved. She is the most important gopi. She is the daughter of a cowherd man. And she is the most beautiful girl in all the three worlds. She enjoys pastimes in Vrindavan. Her face is as a blooming, blossoming lotus. She brings happiness to Gokul. She gives the goal of life. She is approached by chanting her holy names. Everybody say, Radhe!
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 She is the beloved of the omnipresent Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is Lord Vishnu's beloved, and she resides on Lord Vishnu's limbs. She is the wife of Yashoda's son, the beloved of lust's enemy. I like that one. Kamari Kanta. Everyone say?
Kamari Kanta.
She is Lord Krishna's amorous queen, Kameshi. And she is Lord Krishna's passionate lover. She is the giver of victory. She is victory itself. She is life, the giver of happiness to the living entities, the wife of Nanda's son, and King Vrishabhanu's daughter. And she is auspicious, Shiva. She is the leader of the gopis, the ruler of the cows, and there she is without superior. She has a golden complexion. Her limbs are golden, and she wears golden armlets. She never laments, and she ends lamentation. She is the Gayatri Mantra, the mother of the Vedas, and she is beyond the Vedas. She is the wisest philosopher. She is an eager student of the Vedas, describing ethics. She is the perfect moralist, the most thoughtful philosopher, the fulfiller of desires, an eager student of the Vedas, the mother of the Vedas, and the teacher of the Vedas' path. She is approached by Vedic study. She is the supreme goal described in the Vedas. She is splendid with wonderful golden ornaments. She is glorious and eternal, and her limbs are filled with glory. She is dear to Maharaj Nanda, worshipped by Nanda's son, delightful, beautiful, with beautiful limbs, splendid limbs. She is playful and unconquerable. She is the mother of all. She is without birth, the remover of birth, death, and old age, the supreme goal of the aspiring devotees, the mother of all, and the giver of bliss to the supreme creator. She is dear to the Lord of the universe, Jagannath Priya. Everyone say,
Jagannath Priya.
She resides on a hill. She is beautiful and golden, is youthful, like a lotus flower. Her hands are lotuses, and she is buxom. She is pure, all auspicious, the giver of life, Lord Krishna's beloved, and as beautiful as a lotus. She is wonderfully fragrant, wonderfully beautiful, free of the modes of material nature, born in a pious family, not born of any family of this material world, and she is free from all distress. Her home is in Gokul. She delights Lord Krishna when she meets him. She plays the flute and enjoys playing the flute and is fond of playing the flute. She is Lord Gopal's beloved. She is gentle and noble, born in an exalted family, charming and free from bewilderment. And she gives the goal of life. The demigods offer respectful obeisances to her. She is divine, served by the demigods, playful and charming, free from lamentation. She is the star, Vishakha, and decorated with wonderful garlands. She has conquered her senses. She is situated in pure goodness, born in a noble family. She is the lamp illuminating her family. She is fond of lamps, the giver of the lamp, and the sacred river. She lives in a forest. She is Lord Krishna's beloved. She is thoughtfulness, unsurpassed, the remover of sufferings. That name is Dukkha Hantri. Everyone say,
Dukkha Hantri.
The creator of sufferings and the noblest in her family. She is thoughtfulness. She is the goddess Lakshmi. She is perseverance, modesty, beauty, fulfillment, memory, patience. It is she who lies on the ocean of milk. She is the goddess and the crusher of Lord Krishna's enemies. She is the goddess Mahalakshmi. She is worshipped by her family, dear to her family, the destroyer of all the demons. And she is a follower of the Vedas. She is liberated, and she is dear to the liberated, worshipped by the liberated, unseen by conditioned souls, and independent. She has one form. She is all-pervading, the supreme object of worship. She is also the goddess Saraswati. She is fond of the rasa dance. The girl, Lord Krishna, approaches in the rasa dance, and the predominating deity of the rasa dance. She enjoys the transcendental mellows and tastes the bliss of transcendental mellows. She is the queen of the rasa dance, and she is transcendental. She is the girl who stays in the middle of the rasa dance circle, and she is the one who beautifies the rasa dance circle. She is served by the rasa dance circle, and she enjoys the pastime of the rasa dance. She is beautiful. Her dark eyes are like lotus flowers, and she is the wife of lotus-eyed Krishna. She is served by lotus-eyed Krishna, dear to lotus-eyed Krishna, the queen of all living entities, worshipped by all living entities, and greater than the greatest. Everyone say, Parat Para.
Parat Para.
Many of these names Prabhupada gave to his disciples, and I was always wondering why. So now we see why. She is the goddess of the material nature. She is hunger, thirst, mercy, sleep, bewilderment, exhaustion, and patience. She is a young girl, the goddess of eloquence, and perfect in the science of yoga. Her form is eternal, and she is Lord Krishna's wife eternally. She gives her devotees their homes. So all of us should be very grateful. Our homes have been given to us by Srimati Radharani. So whenever I go to someone's house And you always say, Prabhuji, this is not my house. Now I understand where you're getting that from. This is Radharani's has given. So our houses are leased to us by Srimati Radharani. She is intelligence, steadiness, the cause of all causes. She is fond of serving Lord Krishna. Bhakti Priya. Everyone say.
Bhakti Priya.
She is approached by devotional service. Bhakti Gamya.
Bhakti Gamya.
And the giver of bliss to the devotees. She is more than a Kalpa Vriksha tree. She is the possessor of the greatest transcendental virtues. The predominating deity of the heart. And the girl completely in love with Lord Krishna. Here's the name. Krishna Prema Parayana.
Krishna Prema Parayana.
She is free from all disease. The most gentle, kind, and generous. More charming than Madan. Therefore the name Madana Mohini.
Madana Mohini.
She is one without a second. She is happiness and auspiciousness personified, and the person who destroys all calamities. Durgati Nashani.
Durgati Nashani.
She is the supreme controller. She is worshipped by all. She is reclusive, the giver of auspiciousness, the protectress of all living entities. She is the person who quickly gives liberation. She is the goddess, greater than the greatest. She is Lord Hari's own transcendental form. She is fond of Vrindavan. She is the girl who enjoys pastimes in Vrindavan. She is playful. She is the predominating goddess of the spiritual world. She is the most perfect and the supreme goal of life. She is unprecedented, spiritual, the protectress of the universe, the goddess who enters the material universe, the goddess who herself is the material universe. And that's only the first quarter. We have to take a commercial break now.